How do you know, Benjamin, that you haven't been deceived yourself, that you haven't been the victim of what could be the devil, the Antichrist, Satan? How do you know that this hasn't happened to you? You know, whoever the devil or Satan or the Antichrist may be, he is the world's greatest deceptor, is he not?
Well, one has to know more. I am an esotericist. And the esoteric teachings, the teachings of the ageless wisdom, are very, it's very clear about the Antichrist. The general assumption is by Christians that the Antichrist comes before the Christ and promises the earth to humanity, and really he is the devil incarnate. It's not like that at all. The Antichrist is not really a man. It's an energy, a force, which manifests through a man or men. And it manifested through Nero, Emperor Nero in Rome, to bring an end to the Roman dispensation to prepare the way for Christendom. And manifest in our time through Hitler, a group around him in Nazi Germany, together with a group around Mussolini in Italy, and a group of militarists in Japan. And that war between the Axis powers and the Allies was a war between the forces of darkness, as they're called, and the Allies representing the forces of light.
Now, I can't argue with you that Hitler specifically may have been an Antichrist. I mean, I've always believed that he may have been one of them. But do you believe, when you talk about the Antichrist is a form of energy, do you not believe then that it will take the shape of some human being on this planet?
Well, it manifests through human beings. And in that case, it was, first of all, it was Nero, according to the Christian tradition, mm-hmm. and then Hitler and co. in between 39 and 45.
Some thought maybe Napoleon in between,
yes,
but I'm not sure about that.
Well, there were one or two, obviously. But by the destruction of the success in battle of the Axis forces over the Allies over the Axis forces, that force, the forces of evil force, the Antichrist, is defeated. It's not destroyed, and it has to be, as the Masters put it, sealed off to its own domain. And that is by lifting humanity above the level where it can be contacted and used by the forces of evil. And that's done by the Masters. And they're returning to the world, or way ahead of schedule, in order to do this and to lift humanity to a level and a creation of a civilization outside the extent of action of the forces of the Antichrist, who will then be sealed off to their own domain. And their domain, evolutionary path, they're on the involutionary path, and their job.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Their job is to uphold the matter aspect of the planet. And if they did just this, would be no evil concern with it at all. But their action overflows onto the evolutionary path, so it's inimical to our spiritual progress and has to be countered. Now, humanity itself cannot counter it, not consciously, and that is done by the Masters.
Now, let me read you a few. I get special messages while I'm on the air from listeners, Benjamin, and they come in instantly. Here's one that says, George, be very careful. He seems to come across as a very warm, nice person, but it's a trick. They're going to capture your soul. I'm not here to offend you, Benjamin, by any means, and we have so much to talk about.
I'm not offended by that. I mean, this is so old and so corny and so silly a story, so really not worth considering. It doesn't offend me at all.
You're not out to capture my soul, are you?
No, absolutely not. You have a free will, and I would never dream of trying to overcome that free will.
Now, you have been directed to be a spokesperson, a messenger for the teacher.
Well, my real job is to help to create the climate of hope, of expectancy for his coming, so that he and, of course, the other masters can enter our life without infringing our free will.
Now, when is the return supposed to occur? Because we have seen pictures of the Maitreya in Nairobi, for example.
Yes.
And so I would assume he's already here.
Oh, he's been here since 1977, since July 19th, 1977.
So the return has already occurred.
It's already occurred, yes. There are 14 masters who are the disciples of Maitreya living in the world, and eventually, over the years, there will be about 40.
And are they scattered throughout the planet?
Yes.
Are there any in the United States?
Yes, there's one in New York, one in London. They came in 1975. One in New York, one in London, one in Geneva, one in Darjeeling, and one in Tokyo, one in Moscow, and one in Rome.
Who's the
one in Rome? I could give you his name. It is the Master Jesus. Jesus, who was Jesus of Nazareth 2,000 years ago, is now a fantastically evolved master, inseparable from Maitreya. They're complete buddies, if you know, if I can put it that way. They're always working together, and he is one of the most advanced of the masters.
Oh, and you're saying that he, Jesus, is in Rome?
In Rome. So when Maitreya reveals himself openly, publicly, he will introduce the fact of his group of masters. And soon after that, I don't know how soon, they will begin themselves to come out one by one and openly. And so we will see Maitreya, who embodies the Christ principle and, from a Christian point of view, is the Christ. But they will also see Jesus, whom Christians expect as the Christ.